I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, the Absolute Monastery here in Campo, California, the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, etc., 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 as the King said in The King and I. Good enough for him, good enough for me. Today, for the Absolute Philosopher, we're having the third part of our trilogy. The first part was, I like me. The second part was, I am divine order. And the third part is, I am peace. Now, these three statements go together. They go together as a very powerful statement of putting in motion harmonious attitudes about ourselves. When we say these three statements, what we're doing is we're balancing ourselves, we're creating in our world the most common, beautiful, perfect arrangement that we could ever want. Now, I like me is necessary as an opening, because first we have to determine what's going on, and then I like me. So everything I'm going to do is going to be harmonious for me. And then I am divine order. Not all is in divine order, that's true too, but I am divine order. And so I say, I am in divine order. No, no, no. I am divine order. I am not in divine order. I am divine order. I am not in peace. I am peace. You see, that's a possible way that we have of saying something. I am in peace. Are you in peace? Go in peace. Now, wouldn't it be much nicer if you went as peace? Go peace. Go in peace. It sounds more harmonious than go in peace. But go peace. And if people have been arguing and unhappy with a discussion in a group, and then as everyone's leaving the door, you say, go in peace, go in peace. That sounds like a very noble thing. But go peace. I am peace. Go peace. Now you say, well, that's just a little rugged. It doesn't flow. There's something missing in there. Yes, what's missing in there? Quickly, anyone tell me. I am is missing. I am peace. When you say to your departing guests after a very busy discussion, you say, good night, go as I am peace. I am peace, and I send you on your way. I am peace, and I see you having... See, now, isn't that ever... You don't say, go in peace. I am peace, and I see you having a wonderful evening. I see you having everything harmonious. I see you with no tension. I see you balanced. I see you glorious. As I said to the girl on the phone today, she said, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. And I said, I see you peace. You are peace right now. You are harmony right now. You are balance. Everything you do is peaceful, harmonious, and balanced. Oh, yes, I need to hear that. And that's true. That's true. But who needs to hear it most? It is ourselves. However, if we ever look at another person and we say, go in peace, we got trouble. Because we think there's an argument there. I have a phone call, not an email, and I don't want anything said about that email to anybody. It's from our friend Daniel. And the email was a prediction of what is to come. And it's not a happy prediction. And he said that this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. Now, he started out the statement with, hi, sweetie, and then he went on to explain it. It's not Daniel. I have a feeling that something is amiss, that something is amiss. And the things that he said were not harmonious. And I'm saying this to you because you may have an opportunity to hear from him or somebody like him with a report of something that is supposed to be coming up. Do not give it any power. Do not recognize it as a distress thing. recognize it as peace. Now, what is happening over in Iraq? More and more peace. What's happening over in the oil fields? More and more oil fields. The countries are saying, well, we got unused oil reserves. We're going to dig it out because the United States needs all that oil they can get, you know. And we're doing this and we're doing that. Well, now, hey, everybody wants to be on our bandwagon. Everybody wants to give us everything they have. And that's wonderful. And is it going to be expensive? No. You know why it's not going to be expensive? This is why I can say I'm peace. You know why it's not going to be expensive? When I was a little boy, a couple of years ago, and I went to the filling station to get gas for my Model A, do you know what it cost me? First it cost 16 cents, then 18 cents, and then 20 cents. That's all in the period of my teenage years, you know. Up that much. Now, please tell me quickly how much of an increase is 2 cents over 16? How much is an increase of 2 cents over 18? How much is an increase of 2 cents over 20? Now, that's quite a bit. Now, would you say that's a very high percent? Would you say that it was more than almost 40%? That the price was raised, you say, well, if it was 16 cents, it'd be 32 cents to have made it 50%, you know. And but that's a high rate. Now, how high are the prices going today with our gas? And they're going at the rate of, say, $2, $1.50, $2, and then 10 years later, $2.10, and then 10 years later, maybe $3, you see? But they're happening. And what is the cost of living doing that same thing? What do houses sell for now? A house that sold when I was selling property in the 60s for $20,000, beautiful houses in Corona del Mar, $20,000, and new houses and everything, $20,000. That same house is $325,000 right now. $325,000. That's a big increase in cost. So you see, when we look at things so tragically and saying, look at how the price is going up, look at how these things are, we must look at the total picture. And when we look at the total picture, we say, huh, that's not bad. That's not bad. And if we look at the total picture and we find out that our cost of living isn't rising too, well, then we begin to say, hey, that should go up too. But you see, when we are peace, when I say I am peace, I look at all of these things without anxiety at first, or even later. I look at it with just a peaceful attitude, and with that peaceful attitude, everything falls right into place. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And, you know, when you begin to say, I am peace, in every single area of your life, everything is in perfect order. Heinz got himself bit on the head by a bee. It was not a wasp. A wasp would leave a great big, but it was a bee. And the bee stung him. And it didn't hurt. It just irritated him, you know. And so, if Heinz wanted to, he could say, I'm allergic to bees, I'm allergic to this, I'm allergic. And he would be allergic to bees. Not because he's allergic to bees, but because he says he's allergic to bees. But Heinz just said, I am peace. And he came walking in. He says, what do we do? And I said, well, let me look. See if the stinger is still there. It wasn't there. He had already brushed it away. And everything's in perfect order. Now, you see, Heinz could take a big tragedy about that and have it be a real terrible thing and make it so. Or he can make nothing out of it. Say, I'm not allergic to anything like that. I'm in perfect harmony with it. I'm in peace. And then Heinz will say, I surround myself with my pure white light of love, and all my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness. Now, Ellen gets on my back about that. She says, you don't surround yourself with your pure white light of love. You surround everybody else, but you don't surround yourself because you are the pure white light of love. You don't surround yourself with the pure white light of love. You understand that? Well, I don't understand it because I surround myself with my pure white light of love. I want to make myself consciously aware that I am surrounding myself with my pure white light of love, that I am in charge of my life, that I am peace, that I am harmony, that I am right action, that I am truth, that everything I do, I'm in charge of. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. If I say, Heinz, I surround you with my pure white light of love, you say, thank you, Herb, you know. Well, why can't I surround myself with my pure white light of love and say, thank you, Herb, you know. Don't you think it's about time I do something like that? Surely, we all can. Now, I looked up in the western sky today, and I saw big black clouds over there. And I said, oh, how wonderful. They're cleaning the yards up a little bit, you know. And I said, all is in divine order. And then I said, I am in divine order. And when I looked up later, it all poofed away, poofed away. But you see, if I didn't take charge, if I looked up there and said, worry, worry, you know, the sky is falling in, you know, like the little red hen, then so it would be for me. And so the problems would be. When you say, I am peace under all circumstances, under all circumstances. I am the pure white light. I walk my morning path and I say, I am the pure white light of love. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace and all my paths are, paths are pleasantness. All is in divine order and all that good stuff. So I do that three times every morning and I feel just wonderful. Then I say, I am the pure white light of love. I surround with my pure white light of love Rex button and love the important people first, you know. And then I say, and the cats. And then I say, Sylvia, or the, Ellen, Sylvia, and Ingeborg, you know. And then I say, Mark, Faith, Paul, and Leslie, and Marie, Howie, and Ray, and all my beloved family, all my beloved friends. And then the prayer treatment list, they come in for their lips. And then the students, practitioners, the monks, the churches, you know, and the ministers, all these beautiful people. And then I say, and God Unlimited Universe Team, and I go on with my wonderful treatment. And when I'm done with that treatment, I'm so happy and so busy that it's amazing. But there's a problem. When you have a treatment that is so convoluted like mine, or so complex, and you can't lose your place, because then you got to start at the beginning again. And that's okay, too. But you see, when you have to do, so you must pay attention to each little word that you're saying, each little concept that you're saying when you're saying it, because otherwise you get out of sync. And it's not bad to get out of sync, you just start over again. And of course, I've started over again many times. Rex would come up to me with something, and especially when Rex thinks he's a retriever, a golden retriever, and he thinks that the bigger the thing you retrieve, the better. So he picks up a log that's about 6 or 8 feet long, and he carries it sideways down the path, and I'm on the path. And I say, Rex, watch it, you know, he's going to clear the path of me. And I have to sort of turn his head. So he turns his head up like this here and has that very jaunty look about him and turns the stick sideways as he goes by me. But then he turns it back too soon and sometimes catches me. But he's just a good guy. And you see, I'm the creator of my world. And I surround my world with my pure white light of love. And all is in pure, wonderful beingness at all times. And that's the same for you. I like me. I am divine order, and I am peace. So, say peace about everything. Say peace about everything. These people who march for peace and who jog for peace and marathon for peace, that's all cool. But to me, if every person on earth, for instance, were just to spend 1 minute or maybe 10 seconds every morning when they get up in the morning and just say to themselves, I'm peace, and then start the day on that note, what a world this is. right? What a world this is. In my mind, in my heart, in my thinking, I see everyone waking up in the morning and saying, oh, I feel so good, I'm peace, I'm peace, I'm peace. And that's what the world is. You can do that. And you can do it for yourself. But just a little extra point here. Heinz was saying, or some of you were saying, let the little children come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven, and so forth. Well, when we can become, as a little child, innocent, naive, and just so unconditionally loving, and then we say, I am peace. We are such fun to be with, you know? Can you imagine every little child getting up in the morning saying to itself first, I am peace? And then they would go in and talk to their brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers and stuff, and they'd be peace. They'd be wonder. They'd be magic. And why are children rebellious in school? Because they don't know how to be peaceful. And they don't know how to be peaceful because they haven't said, I am peace. And of course, they don't have good role models. Their anxious mother, their anxious father, eagerly going about their work and getting busy for their day and not having time for the little rascals. I saw a movie in the store the other day. It's a movie about the young Tarzan, and it's a cartoon. And in the movie, young Tarzan is learning about life. He's just a little kid, 2 or 3 years old, maybe 4. And he's being raised by these apes. And Tarzan says, me ape, you know. And his surrogate mother says, ape, no, ape, you're not, you know. And lifted up his arm. Nope, you're not an ape, you know. You're not an ape. And then it goes on. And then it showed how the movie was made. And it shows how the cartoons were being drawn. And it showed this woman who was playing the ape mother, you know. And she has all the compassion in her that a mother would have toward her child and who didn't know what it was, the ugly duckling sort of thing, you know. And it was just so precious. I really should have bought it. But it was so precious because what was happening was the mother was saying, no, no, son, you're not an ape. No, you're not a tiger. No, you're not this and that. And finally, guess what the conclusion was to that discussion with the ape mother and the young man. Who was the young man? Anybody's got the answer? Hi, Tarzan. Hi, Tarzan. Hi, Tarzan. And so he went to all his friends. He says, "Hi, Tarzan." He says, "Yeah, yeah, you're Tarzan." But he was so innocent, so charming, so naive, so natural and beautiful, and so peaceful. And everybody in the jungle said, Tarzan, you know, and he's like 2 years, 2 or 3 years old, but just a little character. And he would be flying through the trees on a rope or something, and then he'd go kapach right into his mama, and she'd fall over backwards and roll down a hill. And then another time he'd go kapach and hit his mother, and she'd fall off a cliff. And so then he'd reach down and pick up her hand, and then she'd reach up and grab the limb and then hold him up. But it's such innocence and such love to him, because it's saying, I am peace. I am peace. And there wasn't an unhappy moment in the jungle, because Tarzan was peace and love. And that's what they wanted to portray for the little children who watched the shows. And I was one of the little children watching the show. So, have a lovely evening. Know that the Absolute Philosopher takes charge of everything. And I take charge of everything by saying, I'm peace. And it's a lot of fun. So, Have a lovely evening and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.